call Jeff for breakfast?
Huh?
I said, did you call Jeff for breakfast? Mary's already eaten.
Huh?
I said, Mary's already eaten.
No.
I guess I didn't tell you that it's a good thing you were out on a house call when I got home from that PTA meeting last night.
No.
I have never been so embarrassed or so upset in my whole life. Miss Nelson, Jeff's English teacher came right out and predicted the end of the English language. She said that with the limited vocabulary of the average student, we'll all end up conversing in grunts. And apparently the end is even closer than she predicted.
The end? Of what?
The English language. As a horrible example, she read an essay by one of the students, and the audience just howled. They howled. Of course, she was kind enough not to mention the author's name. But when the meeting was over, I asked whether by chance I might be acquainted with the author, and she said, yes, I might be. Incidentally, so are you. This is what sent the entire PTA meeting into convulsions.
That's Jeff's.
Mm-hmm.
Did they laugh at him?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why isn't he down here?
Because, my dear, you have not called him as I twice ask you to do.
Jeffrey Stone! Come down here. And don't grunt at me.
It's breakfast, breakfast. Breakfast, breakfast, breakfast.
Good morning, everybody. Something the matter?
That is an understatement.
You better start your breakfast.
You want to tell me about it?
Your mother has been waiting to read us something.
Uh-oh.
Let's hear it.
Mom, you don't think Dad'd be interested in that, do you?
Whether I would or not, let's hear it.
Okay, but first, let me explain why I'm having so much trouble with that kind of thing. It's my headaches.
Your what?
My headaches, up here.
What do you think this kind of thing does to us?
That's why my headaches have been getting worse.
Well, we'll go right downtown after breakfast and have your eyes examined.
Instead of practicing for the father and son ball game? Mom, my eyes have nothing to do with my headaches.
Oh, and what would you say does cause them, Doctor?
It's Miss Nelson's assignments. Dad, they're on my mind night and day.
And, why aren't they on your mind when you're playing ball?
Gee whiz, when I play ball, I use my arms.
It's about time you developed something besides your arms. Let's have it.
Well, Miss Nelson asked the class to write...
Hey, Jeff! Oh, hi, Spike!
Jeff, you stay right here and finish your breakfast.
I'll take care of this.
Hey, Jeff!
Hi, Dr. Stone.
Spike.
Is Jeff ready to come out and practice?
Spike, I'm afraid your friend is going to be pretty busy for a while.
Oh, isn't he going to play in the father and son game today?
Oh, I'm quite sure he will.
How about you?
What about me?
Didn't I see you limping?
Oh, nothing serious. I just turned my foot a little practicing with the fathers last evening.
Oh. How's your back?
My back?
You heard it in last year's game.
Oh, well, that was just because I mistook a tree stump for the bag. Now, look, Spike, I'm sorry, but Jeff can't come out right now. He has complications.
Well, could you give me an idea when he can practice?
No, I can't.
Complications are that bad?
You might put it that way.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Hey, Eddie.
Miss Nelson asked the class to, quote, describe your emotions when you...
Oh, boy.
When you see your front door, or if you prefer, when you see a sunset. Describe your emotions when you smell bacon cooking, or if you prefer, when you smell a rose.
Oh, there goes those pains again.
Describe your emotions when you feel a piece of steel, or when you feel an apple.
I'm not going to have a chance to defend myself.
Jeff, will you keep quiet? I want your father to hear this.
Oh, boy, everything is whirling.
When I see a sunset, no words can describe my emotions. When I smell a rose, no words can describe my emotions. When I feel an apple, no words can describe my emotions. What do you think of that?
No words can describe my emotions. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that's all I feel.
Jeff, to begin with, if you had your choice, say, of a rose or bacon, if the rose left you speechless, why did you choose it?
Well, because I thought Miss Nelson liked roses better than bacon. So I get an F. Next time I'll be smart and take bacon.
But that is no excuse for misspelling emotions three times.
Hmm?
Yeah, three times. Look, E-M-O-C-E-A-N-S. E-M-O-S-H-U-N-S. And the third time is just motions.
You mean not one of them is right?
No, sir.
Jeff, if you had that much imagination, why couldn't you have gone on and imagined what you felt?
Don't ask me, Dad.
Now, mind you, it isn't just this essay. It's all of your schoolwork. Now, you're going upstairs and write that as you should have done in the first place.
Instead of practicing for the game?
You'll have plenty of time to practice when you've finished.
But, Dad, don't you remember last night I lent you my gloves so you could practice with the fathers, provided that I could practice with it this morning?
I do, and that game is important, but so is your homework. Now, start.
Mom, don't you want to see the Suns win?
Well, yes, of course I do, but I agree with your father. First things first.
Well, I'll do it, but I'd like to know what good smelling a rose is ever going to do for me. Just name one guy you know who's making a living as a rose sniffer.
Jeff, for heaven's sake, Miss Nelson wasn't testing your senses. She was testing your ability to tell others how you feel.
But I've done that. I'm speechless.
So are we. Now, look, Jeff, the English language is having a difficult enough time hanging on without your trying to bring it to an abrupt end.
Well, I haven't even touched English language.
No, you haven't, but you're going to, and the sooner you get started, the sooner you can be out there with your team.
Jeff, one of the measures of intelligence is your ability to use words, to communicate ideas to others. Now, if you can't use words, how can you possibly communicate?
Well, I don't have any trouble communicating with whoever's pitching. I use signals.
Oh, and I suppose if you want to communicate with a girl, you use signals.
I got better ways than that.
Upstairs, Jeff.
He's got headaches. No words can describe my emotions.
Hi, Mrs. Stone.
Spike.
Can Jeff come out yet?
Well, we hope it won't be too much longer.
Oh, well, that's good. We need him. Oh, what does he have to do? Rub Dr. Stone's ankle?
He is not rubbing my ankle.
Well, Eddie Simmons is rubbing his father all over.
I understood that Mr. Simmons only broke his glasses.
No, sir. Reverend Hobson broke his glasses. But he's going to play anyhow.
Well, Reverend Hobson is a gentleman of character.
But at least he had his glasses to practice with. We don't have Jeff at all. Spike, are you in Jeff's English class? Oh, no, sir. I'm in the slower group.
The slower group?
Yeah. Hope you don't think I can keep up with guys like Jeff.
Well, I suppose that should be some consolation. But you know what? If the fathers win this game, I'll never live it down. I'll be accused of sabotaging the kids' team.
Alex, do you have any doubts about what we're doing?
No, no, no. I agree. The English language is at stake. The only question is Jeff capable of saving it? Of course, there is one other thought. Maybe we're sending him to the wrong school.
Well, what other school could we send him to?
Well, there's this boarding school that Roland, what's-his-name, went away to.
Oh, well, let's not go through that again, dear. You know what? Just the thought of going away to boarding school does to Jeff.
Well, honey, all I'm saying is that Roland is doing much better since he went there. Well, Roland's no brighter than Jeff.
He's not as bright.
Roland is the dope.
Hey, Jeff! Jeff!
What's that?
A young man communicating with pebbles.
Jeff! Hey, why won't your father let you come out?
Hey, when you smell a rose, how do you feel?
When I smell a what?
A rose.
Who, me? Oh, Jeff, I think you've gone stir happy.
Big help you are.
So, Mr. Pebble Thrower is in the backward group, and Mr. Rose Smeller is in the advanced group. Could I ask you which one is happier? And in 45 minutes, the game starts.
Now, really, Alex, do you think it should take Jeff so long to write a simple assignment?
Frankly, yes.
Well, now, dear.
All right. Now, what do you think of when you smell a rose?
Well,
certainly something must come to your mind.
Well,
there you are.
Well, when I smell a rose, I think of an evening in the spring. A young man had asked me to a dance.
Oh?
A handsome young intern.
Oh.
And he sent me a corsage of rosebuds with a note that said, forever and ever and even then. You see, that's what I think of when I smell a rose.
You may go to the head of the class.
Well, I think I'd better take a peek at my other boy.
Oh. But, honey, let's be careful that as a result of this, Jeff doesn't grow up to have some kind of frustration. Uh-huh. Like rose fever.
Yes, Mom?
How are you coming along?
Oh, fine, fine. Mom, I've been thinking. Maybe you could talk to the principal and get permission for me to drop English, hmm?
I wouldn't begin to know how to make such a request.
Oh, you mean you don't know how to communicate with him?
You don't mind if I read this, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. I mean, no, I don't, but...
Oh, he's probably better than you think.
I was just trying to organize my thoughts.
Organize your thoughts. Jeff, I came up here because your father and I are so anxious that you play that game today. But you are going to finish that work if you have to sit here all the rest of the day and all day tomorrow. Is that clear?
Yes, Mother.
And I want you to start this minute.
Yes, Mother.
I'm utterly and completely ashamed of you.
Tough.
Mother, what's the matter?
I would rather, dear, that you just didn't ask me.
You mean, is that terrible? Jeff, what happened?
Shh. If I do anything you ever ask me, will you do something for me?
Like what?
Not much. I don't think.
How'd you do it?
Well, a couple of us wanted to get in a little extra practice over in the park. Reverend Hobson thought he had hit the ball. Why, I don't know. He missed it by a mile. And he runs down to first base and bangs right into me.
How's the Reverend?
Oh, he's resting. Insists he's going to play. On top of that, he has no glasses. What a great spirit.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, Donna.
What's the matter?
I twisted it.
Oh. Joe, I'd like you to tell Donna what you told me.
Well, I understand you have a kind of a discipline problem here. I'm not against homework, mind you, but the purpose of this father and son game is to bring us all a little closer together. And I'm wondering if we're, well, maybe if we're not getting off on the wrong foot.
Tell her what some of the sons said.
Oh, it isn't so much what they said, but the way they look. While I was driving by Thompson's Hedge just now, there were a couple of kids standing behind it pointing at me.
Pointing?
I admit that when anybody else points at me, it doesn't bother me, but when a couple of boys point, well, well, it doesn't make me feel very comfortable, especially since the purpose of this game is so they won't point, but will look up to us and respect us.
Well, dear, what do you think we should do?
What do you think?
What time is it?
It's almost 10:30 and the game starts at 11.
Look, if English is a little over his head, couldn't you give him a problem in algebra?
What do you think?
I don't think so. You see, unfortunately, we decided that the English language is worth fighting for.
Yes.
But fought for at the expense of a good father and son relationship?
Dear,
I know what you're going to ask, darling. What do I think? Well, I've stopped.
Well, so have I.
Mother, oh, hi, Mr. Smith.
Hi.
Mother, Jeff wanted me to tell you that he's almost finished his homework and he'll be right down.
Well, to what do we owe this sudden creative burst?
Well, all he had was a mental block.
You sure you didn't help him?
Oh, no. Well, I told him how the rose and the bacon made me feel as an example. I think he understands now. Mm-hmm. I'll clear breakfast, Mother.
Thank you, dear.
I knew it. He's not one to be beaten down by a thing like this.
Then he can play?
Why not?
Well, I'll jump in the car and spread the news. When that boy is back in the game, we'll have to practice. Yeah. You coming to the game, Donna?
Oh, I think I'd better. You'll need someone to handle first aid. Mom? Dad? Mom? Dad?
Jeff, they were there just a minute ago. Huh? Did you show them your paper yet?
No, not yet. Hey, who the heck got this out?
I don't know.
Gee, I thought it was all settled.
Then I wasn't gonna go to that boarding school. And I get stuck on a little English test and they all panic.
Thank you, Alex. See you later.
See you in a half hour, Joe.
Bye, Joe.
Watch that wrist.
What a pleasant surprise.
Well, don't tell me.
Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Now, the important thing is, did you finish the assignment?
Yes, I did, but Mom...
My, what nice writing. When I see a sunset, I think of heart-rending symphonic music echoing through a billowing crescendo of clouds.
What's that again?
When I smell a rose, I think of delicate... shimmering dewdrops distilled by roguish elves.
Now, wait.
When I feel the smooth skin of an apple, I think of the silken cheeks of a beautiful Greek Adonis.
Now, can I play?
Jeff,
did Miss Nelson ask how your sister feels about a sunset?
No, but Mary gave me some good examples, and I thought I'd use them. I mean, there's no sense wasting something good.
That does it, Jeff. Upstairs and do it yourself, and that's final.
Yes, sir. Dad, you're not thinking of sending me off to boarding school, are you? I mean, just because I don't know how I feel when I smell a rose.
We'll talk about that when you've finished your work.
Yes, sir.
Alex, would you tell me why he can't just sit down and do an absurdly simple assignment?
Delicate, shimmering dewdrops distilled by a silken Greek Adonis.
And he's supposed to be the best catcher on the team.
You're either going
going to have to go on a diet or give up your baseball career.
Just pray that I don't have to bend over fast for a hot grounder.
First sound of a rip, remember, fall flat on your back and stay there till reinforcements arrive.
Mom and Dad, I know you probably won't like this, but gee whiz, I can't write the kind of stuff that Mary gave me as an example. I guess I just can't write. You better tell the guys I won't be able to make it.
When I see our front door, I think of Mom and Dad inside by our fireplace. I think of the vase on the piano filled with roses. I think of the good times I had in our house and hope I'll never have to go away to any boarding school and say goodbye to our front door. When I smell bacon on Saturday morning, I'm usually in bed and know that Mom is down in the kitchen getting breakfast. And when I come down, she'll say, "Well, hello, Jeff, how did you sleep?" A long time from now, wherever I am, whenever I smell bacon cooking, I'll think of Mom and I'll hear her say, "Well, hello, Jeff, how did you sleep last night?" And then wherever she is, I hope she'll hear me say, "I'm fine, Mom, and it's great just hearing your voice." Whenever I feel a piece of steel, I think of the handle on our icebox and how good it is to be able to get a glass of milk or a piece of pie or a piece of cheese before I go to bed at night. I'll probably have an icebox of my own someday, and I'll remember the pie and the milk and the cheese and Dad and Mom and Mary, who gave that icebox handle a pretty good workout.
Jeff, better get your stuff. Game starts in 2 minutes.
Oh, gee, thanks, Dad. I'll be right down.
Nelson like what you wrote.
Okay. But doggone her anyway.
What's the trouble?
Now we've got a new essay to write.
What about?
I'm supposed to imagine that I'm my own father and how it feels to have a son my age. Of all the goofy things to come up with.
Oh, I don't know. That might be very interesting.
You must be kidding.
Well, why don't you ask your father? I'm sure he'll have a lot to say on the subject of having a son like you.
I bet he would. Especially after that game yesterday.
Oh, well, honey, that was an accident. Your father had no business standing in your way when you were trying to slide into third base.
Hi-ho, baseball fans.
Hi. Hi, Dad.
Oh, I'm back. Any calls, darling?
None, dear.
Would you make me some hot tea? I'm going up and lie down for a while.
On second thought, I think you better work on that essay by yourself.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.